We've got Scott Cooper in the studio. Now, I don't know, Scott, what would you describe yourself as?
What, the game or myself?
Just yourself first. I mean, in terms of your role coming down here, because we speak to various guests here, and, you know, they're a singer, they're a musician, they're a sports person. You're a bit more of a behind-the-scenes guy, aren't you, really?
We are USP Networks. We're tech innovators, really. So we work with a lot of technical aspects of the internet world, and we try and bring different aspects of that to the public, really. So, yeah, it's a bit different, but it's a good job.
And
it's enjoyable.
It means it's more than just website design or posting stuff on Facebook and Twitter. This really is. You have a project, you design it yourself, and you see it through to the end.
Oh yeah, everything's kind of built in house from scratch. And then we take our products out to market with sponsorship deals, and then try and get people on board, really, and, you know, play along with our fancy games, for instance, that we're here to talk today.
So we are. I mean, the fancy game that we're talking about today, the Superbike Challenge. Now, we've got until April till Silverstone, which is the first British Superbike race.
Yeah, 10th of April. That's the first race. At Silverstone, so yeah, we've got till then to kind of join up and put your predictions on. So,
and it is good because you can predict. I mean, you know, Silverstone, Brands Hatch, Snetterton, Thruxton, all of these circuits that everyone knows, everyone sees on TV, and British Superbikes generally. I mean, even with Brands Hatch, this is their capacity crowd for the weekend, isn't it? It's their most popular event, and you're tapping into all of this.
Oh, it's amazing! It's quite invigorating, actually. They've got probably 100,000 people last year for the last race. Walked through the dot. It was absolutely amazing. The crowds are great, and the riding was brilliant too. So, you know, and the more I've got into this sport, it's, you know, it is one of those things. Once you go to see these sports live, you get sucked in. As a sports fan like myself, it's a really good sport to follow.
And you're following it through the Superbike Challenge, which the website is just superbikechallenge.uk.
Yeah, superbikechallenge.uk, yeah, that's correct.
And checking your frequently asked questions on the website. First question, which I think anyone listening is going to be asking, well, what is the Superbike Challenge? It's online, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a prediction competition, so...
Yeah, it is. It's an online game of skill, really. Some people call it a fantasy game, I suppose.
That's what people would
recognise it as,
so
yeah.
So it's like a fantasy British Superbike
game.
Yeah,
but it tests everyone's knowledge about British Superbikes as well. It's free to play. Players can make predictions before each race meeting or Grand Prix, whatever you'd like to call it, with a chance of winning prizes. It's a social platform which brings players and fans together to engage with the riders, teams and sponsors.
And at no cost?
At no cost whatsoever, yeah. They just play along. There's a maximum of 35 points can be won at any race. The person with the most points at the end of that race wins two VIP hospitality tickets, courtesy of one of the Superbikes team, sorry.
Yeah.
And they get to meet the riders, go to the pits, and really good hospitality, free food, some drinks, and yeah, we look after them quite nicely.
So you're there with a team and sort of promoter and everyone for these VIP tickets that you'll be giving away to them.
Yeah. So we'll hopefully meet the people as they come through the gates and escort them round, and especially when they go to the pits and look around the garage. So, you know, that's a really good touch.
Well, look, that's a suitable place just to leave it for the moment, and we'll come back very shortly and talk more about this. So, we'll be able to talk about the predictions, how the points work out. And also, just very quickly, before we go to the break, anyone listening thinks, oh, yeah, well, I've got to see it through for the whole season. If they wish, they can just do it for one race, can't
they? Yeah, that you can join any part of the season. That's the beauty of it. And, you know, if you miss a week, you can always go for the following race. So, that's the best part of it.
Great stuff. Well, look, thanks, Scott. We'll be talking much more about the Superbike prediction game very shortly.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM.
Saturday afternoon, it's Between the Lines, joined in the studio by Scott Cooper, and mesmerised really with the idea of the race analysis that we've got going on with the Superbike Challenge. One thing that we were just saying off air, I mean, you ultimately, the way that the points work, we'll be talking about very shortly.
Yeah.
But anyone thinking, okay, yeah, that's great, but how am I going to get to the first race? It's possible as well, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Yeah, 100%. We're going to give away a pair of hospitality tickets for a lucky winner. We're going to pick out at random. So all you got to do is join, and we'll be picking someone prior to the race to attend and come around the hospitality tent with us.
I do like the countdown on your website. If you want to register now, you've got 48 days, 10 hours, 44 minutes and 10 seconds. Not if you're listening to the recording on the website, though. That will change. But and that's really, I mean, points-wise then, okay, you know the riders, people have got their favourite riders. How many do they have to predict? Do they have to predict the top 10? Do they have to predict? How does it work?
No, the predictions work. You have to pick the top five riders for every single race week. The rider who you think is going to have the fastest lap.
Yeah.
And the highest ranked rookie. So that's their rookie year in British Superbikes. There's four listed so far this year.
There's some real skill there for Silverstone to decide who's going to be the highest ranked.
And things are, as it goes on through the season, is that you'll see these rookies kind of come forward and start learning from the other riders, and so it's you do have to kind of play along and watch the races themselves and find out information about the riders, and that's what it's about. It's about engaging people to enjoy the sport as well,
And with your sort of analytical mind in terms of the way that you set up the website.
Yeah,
you're going to have spreadsheets coming out your ears, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got a very good
team of
developers that sit in the background, kind of doing all the hard work. This is kind of not the people say it's the easy part, but I can assure you the time it took to create, put it together in the first place was good work by the team. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So okay, I mean, anyone who's getting into British Superbikes or got their children involved, interested, going to an event and finding out about you at the event, it really keeps it rolling, doesn't it?
Because
there's televised coverage, the involvement of so many riders as well. Because let's face it, you're talking about 100,000 people at Brands Hatch, but it's not like a Grand Prix. You can get so close to the action, get so close to the riders and the teams anyway. And like you say, if you win...
Yeah.
You're there as well.
100%. It's you can walk around the track, you can get different angles of the tracks. It's not that you're just hemmed into one area kind of thing. But with the hospitality package, you get to see the pits and the garages and meet the riders, have autographs with them, all that kind of things as well. So it's quite it's a really good price.
Okay, well look, British Superbike calendar. I mean, so looking at this, we're talking from the 10th of April, right the way through to October.
Yeah, I think there's 12 race meetings this year, isn't there? I think there's 12. Yeah, so 12 lots of tickets given away, merchandise. We've got review helmets. They've got, they're like the world's first helmet with like a rear view vision built into them. They've kind of given us one of those to kind of give away as well. So looking forward to that. Lots of prizes.
I've got to ask, and I'm putting you on the spot a little bit here, but are you also going to be giving tickets to the Assen race? Because there is one race that's abroad, isn't there, as well?
Yeah, there is, yeah. We hope to be doing that.
Yeah.
But then again, people are going to have to kind of, be able to get there themselves.
That's the cost involved in getting to the Netherlands as well.
Of course, but, the opportunity for somebody to go, I'm sure, can happen.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
And that's not early on in the season anyway. I mean, some of these circuits, I must admit, there are quite a few I haven't been to that I would love to go to.
Yeah.
Alton Park, Cadwell Park and Thruxton really standing out. But some of the others, I mean, Silverstone is a great Grand Prix circuit.
Yeah, yeah.
And Brands Hatch, the history of Brands Hatch, and again, like the British touring cars that we've covered fairly recently, you've got the Indy circuit, and then you're finishing the season on the full circuit, and Snetterton as well. I mean, there is just something about that track.
You kind of find, this is the thing, we want to promote the circuits and all the other kind of racing events they do as well. So I think, if you're kind of a bit of a petrol head and you'd like going to watch any kind of motorsport, is that you can pick up on, you know, other sporting events there, yeah, and go and see them. It's you know, it's about promoting the circuits too, you know.
Well, look, we will come back and we'll perhaps just look back over it again. Anyone listening, and I know what it is, people are busy, they're going shopping, they're in the car, they're nipping out for whatever and coming back and only picking up on half of this. All you've got to remember, if you want to find out more, our website, phoenixfm.com, because if you go on the Between the Lines page from there, we'll put all the links up anyway. But superbikechallenge.uk, that's it. Just superbikechallenge.uk will get you all the information, and you've got 48 days to submit your predictions for the first race.
Good luck
as well. Look, we'll come back very shortly, Scott, and we will talk more about this, and also possibly something, you know, in terms of the way it's going to work out, because the first question I think a lot of people are asking is going to be, how can you make it pay? There's, you know, this, you've proven track records and everything there as well, so Looking forward to the season a lot now.
Yeah, it's an exciting sport. It really is.
Great stuff.
Fantastic.
Guide.
Now, we are talking superbikes, and superbikechallenge.uk is where you'll find out more about what Scott's been chatting to us about coming into the studio here at Phoenix FM. And you're involved a lot. And I mean, as far as the main aim of this, it is free. The whole fantasy superbike type game that you got set up is free. It's fairly simple as well, by the sound of things. And your long-term aim, really, where you see this happening is well, you've got a clear-cut idea, haven't you, really?
Yeah. You know, we want to engage fans that not only can attend race meetings, we want to, you know, focus on the people that can't. And, you know, for any reason, you know, that may be...
And they'll follow it online, they'll watch it on TV. There are plenty of ways of doing that.
Exactly. Yeah. So we want to touch those kind of people. So, and give them the opportunity to come to a race as well. So, but, you know, is that like anything? We kind of have to make things pay, what we kind of do this business for. But what we want to do, and we'd like to try and do, is to build a sophisticated database of all the motorbike fans out there who play our game. And then allow, you know, our sponsors to target the correct adverts to the players. And how we do that? Well, we'll ask them questions. So before they kind of put their predictions on, what we'd like to say is, what kind of tyres do you ride on? So therefore, if, you know, we get 500 people say we ride on Michelin, 1,000 people say we ride on Pirelli, we can then go to Pirelli and say to Pirelli, look, you know, give these guys the offers that you want. These people use your products. And but, you know, and then it's the actual products, what they want as well. It's bringing actual buyers and sellers together.
That you can apply to anything.
Of course.
Do you find that with certainly with British superbikes, I think a lot of people who would go there do go by bike, but there will be people going by car who also ride a bike, you know, and this is the sort of thing that you're going to be going to be finding more out about, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I've been speaking to TFL as well about doing safety awareness campaigns. So they're going to give us some safety awareness courses to give away as prizes as well. And, you know, we really want to focus on that. You know, going to watch these British superbikes speed around the track. Yeah. We don't want the riders going away thinking they are a BSB rider, and, you know, and to take care. You know, we want safe riders on the road.
Look, there's so much that's going on. Anyone listening can find out more by either heading over to our website and following the links, but you want to go directly over there, superbikechallenge.uk, and 40 days to go. You're looking forward to the start of the
season? Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a cracking season. And the best thing is that there's so many good riders on all the different bikes this season. And, you know, anyone can win. It's such an exciting season. I'm really looking forward to it.
Win at any race, and you will update us. You'll be chatting to us before the start.
Yeah, we'll try and come back and have a chat before, you know, hopefully we could do like a little segment, you know, before each race, or, you know, just to get people on board, really, and play along with the game.
Great stuff. Look, thanks for coming in, and, look forward to seeing you soon.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Cheers. Thank you.